Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, positively coming at you with the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery. A lucky batch had some real winners last week at Coco's, including in the middle of the show when I got my little zapper out on the QR code. Winner, winner, $20. We're going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour at some new locations after Thanksgiving, but before Christmas, some holiday visits, including with some of our sponsors and friends, including this guy who's joined me out on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, but didn't make it to Coco's last week on Wednesday or down to Pizza John's on Friday. We had just great conversations about a lot of Orioles, a lot of off-season stuff, but Leonard Raskin, of course, managing money out there, celebrating things. Last week, it was the Crab Feast in Game 7. This week, I'm sure it's Ovechkin and his big goal, but certainly the biggest thing for me and what I do for a living here, former We Never Stop Talking Baltimore Sports, is, hey, the Ravens, we have a real season here all of a sudden at 4-5, and I think more than that, seeing the Steelers stumble on Sunday night, seeing what happened to the Bills, hope springs fall, I guess, here for the
There
Ravens
we
into
go.
November, but there is a real season. It was a lot different here a month ago, man.
The leaves are falling and the division's falling, so it's good. I was hoping the Colts would lose, just trying to balance out some of the teams ahead, but three in a row. Three in a row. We said 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, we said they got to go 9-2. So they're 3-0 on the path to 9-2. And so now we've got what, eight left?
Well,
Six and two.
for me, with these three, obviously winning on the road in Minnesota was not thought to be easy. We now look
No.
at Cleveland and the Jets and say, well, these are going to be easy games.
I don't
No,
think they'll be easy.
that's what Buffalo thought going to
Right.
Miami, right?
Right. And Cleveland and the Jets at least played each other hard. But yeah, I don't think anything's easy. You can see that across the league. Everybody that thinks somebody's easy, next thing you know, you're losing that game. Like you said, look at Miami, where they won in six, 1-7, whatever. They got their second win against Buffalo. It's ridiculous.
You know, when I talk about baseball with people, and I'm going to have a lot of baseball conversations this week because I had Greg Abel on last week. I had Ron Cassie from Baltimore, big baseball people. Even John Hoey from the Y came on. We talked turkey trot, but we're really talking about baseball. That baseball's so unfair, and it's this time of the year where it's like Mr. Rubenstein has to spend this on that, but you'll never catch the Yankees, you'll never catch the Dodgers. This is really where the socialism of the NFL and everybody having the same amount of money and it being punitive to the teams
Parity.
that do well and helpful to
And
the teams
also,
that do poorly in the draft, that it does begat fair fights every week.
I think also the other thing, other than your division, right? I mean, I don't follow it exactly because I'm not that in, but other than your division, don't last place teams play last place teams and first place teams play for you play a harder schedule based on your
It's on the
position,
margins
but it
based on.
matters.
It's only three or four games, but it is
But
games,
that
right?
matters.
Correct.
That
Yes, it
matters.
does.
We're playing Kansas City and we're playing Buffalo and we're playing, the Rams, and Cleveland's out there playing who?
Yeah,
You know,
right.
Atlanta and Houston and the Jets and whatever. I'm obviously New England's got a different team this year, but the schedule begets difficulty. I think for us, the difficulty was early
Well, everything
and
about it is set
set
up
up.
to assist the teams that did poorly in recent
To step
times,
up,
right?
to step
Yes.
up. And so we should have easier games. Doesn't mean it's going to be easy. Nothing in this league is easy. But if you look at the schedule coming, it should be easier. And across the board, we got to go, 6-2
Well,
or
this is where
five and
like a
two,
team
whatever
like
it
New
is.
England that looked like a lamb early on now looks like they're roaring like a lion.
Well, and
And
they put themselves in a great position. Look, their coach is strong. I think anybody that didn't think so was crazy. And it shows the value of coaching, doesn't it? I mean, it absolutely points out what the value of coaching is. But then you look across the state there, a little bit up north, and you look at Pittsburgh, and I don't know. I think Tomlin is phenomenal. I think he's as straight as they come. I think he's a phenomenal coach. But he ain't getting out of his guys what his guys have. I don't know what you can't say what's going on there. I mean, I guess the Aaron Rodgers phenomenon is not what everybody thought it was, and the most expensive defense in the league. I think when I watch a couple games of theirs, they're playing like players instead of like a team. And that doesn't bode well for their
League is so
defense.
weird with the celebrations and the me and how WWE it's
Yeah.
become when you watch Red Zone and see all the
Right,
celebrations and all of that
right.
stuff. But you also see body language, and I don't love Lamar's body language a lot of times, but man, that Vikings wide receiver Jefferson, he's got all these television
Yep,
commercials and
yep, yep,
he's a
yep.
great player, he's in the Hall of Pretty Good.
Phenomenal.
Boy, the whole body language on him all day Sunday was, I
Was
was kind of
good.
shocked as
Was good. We
a fly-in fan and seeing a whole afternoon of him getting targeted 12 times. By the way, that quarterback's not good. That Vikings quarterback,
Well,
I
he's a rookie out of Michigan. You know, he won when they cheated. So it's easy to win when you know the other team's plays before they come. Have to say that as an Ohio State fan. They did get
You never get thrown
sanctioned.
off my show for calling the Harbaughs liars or cheaters
They
because I would
did
agree
get
with you. Yes.
sanctioned heavily, fined. The only thing they didn't do, the NCAA didn't do, was take away their national championship. They took away scholarships. They fined them a lot of money. They sanctioned their coaches. Mind you, they only made the coaches miss the games against nobody, but they hit them hard. They said absolutely positively they cheated, and they were caught, and they got big ugly hit. And JJ McCarthy was the quarterback. So, okay, he missed a lot of throws. That's good for us. And I think, just like you said about Lamar, we've talked about it. When he gets down, when he has an upset about something early, it's hard for him to put that away and come back and play in the game. And I think you saw with Jefferson, he got shut down a little bit. And he got a little angry, and he wasn't happy.
I didn't even see him competing after interceptions. After interceptions, he throws his arms down to not tackle the guy. I'm like, dude, that's not a good look on tape. It's just
It's
not.
a good look for us.
Well, I mean, and it does speak
Huh.
to where the Ravens have been and the body language of 1-5
Yep.
and the body language. And, you know, and Kyle Hamilton always has this maturity about him
Yeah,
when I
yeah.
see him, you know,
Speak.
front facing. And Luke speaks to this behind closed doors. But just what they've accomplished, nothing at this point, but
And he said it
everything they want to accomplish is like literally sitting
right in
there for
front of
them.
him, right in front of him. Look, we got 5 games in the division still. Five. You got Joe Flacco twice. You got Aaron Rodgers twice. And maybe Shedeur Sanders next week. I don't know.
Oh, don't say that. Don't say
What
that. I'm
do you
having my
think?
Cleveland dudes on the show here this week. Don't say that.
Who's gonna play? I mean,
They're
you
not
know.
bringing Joe back.
No,
Bernie Kosar is
no.
unavailable. Brian
Right.
Sipes.
I think he's out of the pocket.
Vinny's
So,
golfing right now, so.
right, Vinny's busy. So you got five division games, and I dare say 5 winnable games. I think the Bengals are still going to be tough.
Boy, that's
Joe's still going to
spicy to
throw.
think you're if they go 5-0 the rest of the way in their own division, they win the
It's
division. I mean,
over. It's
right.
over.
But I mean, that's spicy to think that
Okay,
that
so
happens because it's
let's
really
say
hard to
that's
do.
where they let's say that's where they eat their 2 losses. You know. A loss here, a loss there.
At
So,
Green Bay, New England's coming here. They got other
right. It's going to be
games.
tough. It's going to be tough. Look, you can't. I always like when people say, I always wonder where this language came from, right? You're a master in the language. That's what you do. Where did the saying dig out of a hole come from? You can't dig out of a hole. You got to climb out of a hole. Now we can't dig out of this hole. Yeah, well, if you got a shovel, you ain't going up. You're just digging further.
Hadn't thought of that, but you've just educated me, Leonard. That's why you're here. You're here to humor me and educate me.
The 1-5 is a big hole, and you need a big ladder to get out of there. I mean,
Chutes and
five and
ladders. I
five,
learned that one.
right. 5-5 would be lovely, but you ain't gone nowhere yet. But the good news is the rest of the division's coming back to us.
Well, the
So
real
that's.
question here is you wear your lavender shirt. By the way, Leonard Raskin is here from Raskin Global. He manages money in the American Dream. You can find him at raskinglobal.com. Also find him on the front of WNST and Baltimore Positive as always. The competition and looking at the
Yes.
field, and I've been doing some AI training here this weekend, so I'm getting myself
Okay.
up to speed and market
Okay.
analysis and all this. You always want to see where everybody else is. And when you look around the league, And not just the division, not just the conference, the entire league, there's no super team. And
Yeah.
that has come through. Now, maybe the Rams are emerging as a pretty good operation. The Eagles won last year. The Lions are going to be good. I mean, you feel about all that, but the
Right.
Bills, the Chiefs, and the Ravens, all the stock was down on all of them at one
Every
point
one
or
of them.
another in October, November. Right now, the stock's down on Buffalo, but they're 6-3. Whole different position than 4-5, but they're chasing New England and they're going to play each other as well. So these
Absolutely.
divisions will sort themselves out. My question is, if the Ravens handle their business and win the division, it doesn't matter whether they win 11
Yeah.
games, 10,
Doesn't
9,
matter. Doesn't
whatever. If
matter.
they win the division, they'll get a
Yes.
home game.
Yes.
That might be the booby prize of seeing Kansas City or Buffalo because they don't win their division. A. B, you'd also look at it and say, if we've got to go to Indianapolis or Denver or Los Angeles to play his brother to be a road team in the playoffs for week 2 and 3, because you better win your
Yeah,
division. They
absolutely.
have to win the division no matter that. That's their real playing this wild card game at 10-7 and like getting me in.
Crazy.
That would be a bad scenario to be losing to the Steelers, because the Steelers are the only other team that can win the division at this point. Win the division at any cost, at any race, whatever you have to do. Then you get a home game. But the notion that like you go to Denver and see Bo Nix, or go to Indianapolis, or that Kansas City or Buffalo would go to one of those places and knock them out, and now I still don't want to see Buffalo or Kansas City in the playoffs here or there,
I think
but
you're
the
going to no matter
pathway
what.
feels different because of the emergence of these other teams.
And because everybody has been vulnerable on tape. Look, these guys are studying. They're looking for how do we beat this team? And it's interesting. I watch the talking heads a little bit here and there, but pre-games and things like that. There's some guys out there I've heard the Ravens aren't going to lose another game. They say the Ravens are not going to lose another game. Three
Well, they're the
straight through the
most
Super Bowl.
talented. You
Straight
know,
through the Super Bowl.
they
And
went to
then
Minnesota and were a 4.5 point favorite and covered. You know, like
that's right. That's
that's
right.
how it's
And there's a
perceived.
I think the Vegas, they Vegas, I think we're a 64% chance to win the division right now. We were favored to win the division when we were 2-5. It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm so convinced they're going to win the division. I wouldn't bet on it because I wouldn't get long enough odds at this point, right?
That's right. But at 2-5, it wasn't even long. But who knows? Time will tell. We got a couple big games that they should win, and you don't want to take any of these games for granted. Ask Buffalo. You got to take the Jets. You got to take the Browns.
When I'm
Or
having my
opposite,
last piece of
Browns and
pumpkin pie
Jets.
2 weeks from Thursday, they better be 7-4. And if they're
That's exactly right. Seven
seven
and
and five,
five.
sorry, 7-5. And if they're 7-5, they're in the catbird's position to do anything they want to do, which is win the division. They're not going to be the one seed, I would
Nope.
think, at this point,
No,
right?
you would think
So,
not.
or the two seed, they're not getting a bye, but
It's
they can
okay.
get a home game
It's
and
okay.
then put themselves in a position to maybe get another home game if one of
That's
these other
right.
teams get tripped up. So
That's right.
I don't look at their scenario and say they can't win the Super Bowl,
No.
but I do look at the offensive line and say it's not good enough. I do look
No,
at the pass rush and say they made it better last week.
they got it
So,
better. It's a
and
little
they've made the
better.
secondary better, and they've made the defense better by getting Kyle Hamilton up to the line of scrimmage, and they've gotten better by getting Roquan Smith healthier. And I think Teddy Buchanan's coming. I think the young guys in the secondary, and Starks and Wiggins and these guys, there's been some improvement.
That's right.
So
It's a little
seeing
better.
all of that and seeing that they're going into a weaker part of the schedule, this is where they should be picking up a 10-point and a 2-touchdown victory, and they should be by Black Friday feeling like a team we're talking about that nobody wants to see in January. That team that we've talked about for 9 months until they went 1-5 and started spitting up their lunch.
That's right. Now let me ask you a in-game question while we're on this conversation here.
Okay, in game. Go ahead.
So I watched the game. Last series for the offense, Lamar. We're under 2 minutes. Third down. I get it. We're trying to win. We throw the ball. Incomplete. 1:44 on the clock. Why would they throw the ball there? Why would anybody not run the ball? The Vikings had no timeouts. You left this kid with 1:44, and he almost did it. He could have done it. You
Well, this
could have left
speaks
him
to
with
Harbaugh. I mean,
you
go
could have
ahead. You're
left him with
beating
a
up on
minute.
Harbaugh is what you're doing.
I don't know who made the call.
That's
If that's a
Harbaugh.
Monken
He's the head
call,
coach.
a Harbaugh call, a Lamar checked out of something, checked into something, I'm just thinking to myself, I'm just an idiot fan
It's just not smart
watching
football.
the game. A minute and 44. They have no timeouts. We run the ball. We don't get a first down. We
Well, you
punt.
play the market and what you do for
And they
money
have, I
on
don't play.
mitigating risk,
But
right? Literally, right?
yes, a minute to go, and we win the game because they ain't scoring in a minute. You gave him a minute 44. The guy's running around like he's Lamar. He's running for 30 yards. He's running for 20 yards. I mean, my God, you gave him a minute and 44 to score. You could have given him a minute.
And he pissed away a good 30, 40 seconds
Yeah,
by
of
not
course,
getting on the ball and dirting it.
because
Yeah.
he was useless. But I don't get the play call there. I don't understand when there's time is of the essence and time
A
management
better
of what you
quarterback would
put.
have beat would have put them in getting beat on Sunday. Something bad would have happened if they would have done that against a more
That's right.
responsible,
That's
a team that
right.
managed the clock better.
Or against the Bills or against the Chiefs, Mahomes, they'd have come down and scored with a minute and 44. You have to leave the opponent as little opportunity as possible. Did you watch the New England game? Did you see any of the New England
I
game?
did.
So how about my boy Henderson, right? OH. Boy, the Buckeyes are having a hell of a time in the league this year. But he's
Well, this is
running.
used to be where I kick you in the nuts and say, well, they get paid enough. Now they get paid enough.
They
And
get
now you're
paid
like, yeah,
enough.
they do. Yeah.
But he's running for a touchdown and he's looking at the bench. Have you ever seen this in your life?
Should I
He's
go in or
looking
should
at
I
the
not?
bench. Should I score or not? And apparently they gave him a thumbs up when he scored a touchdown, his second of the day. But it was crazy. I've never seen anything like that. But that's the thing. He was at least thinking time, situation, score. I don't have it all, but I'm far enough ahead I can ask the coach. We're
What is
throwing the
funny is when a
ball.
guy in the
We're
middle of
throwing
the
the
game
ball.
in that circumstance stays in bounds and has the opportunity to stop the clock and doesn't. How many times have we seen professional athletes in their 20s, in their 30s make that mistake week after week,
Absolutely.
college, pro, where, whatever college
Either
that won't stop the
stay
clock,
in
but
when they should have gone out or go out when they should have stayed in.
and we blame the coaches. And we say,
Well,
coaches should have told them about game
this is what
situational
you
management,
do.
all that,
Right.
right?
That's right.
Mitigating
This is
risk,
what
right?
you do. That's exactly right. The goal is to get almost all of everything to win instead of a chance at something and hope.
Maximize
It's
all up. That's what I'm doing with AI, by the way. I'm doing some AI learning. Leonard Raskin is here. You said the word goal. Like, and I've been
Yeah.
doing goal setting all weekend here.
There
I'm
you
back
go.
into my Robbins AI goal setting. But there's only one goal that mattered, and that was Ovechkin's goal the other day,
900,
right? That's
the
your goal.
900 goal. So he came out, he's come out of the gate a little slow. The Caps came out strong. Then they kind of fell back a little bit. And people, of course, from the outside watching in, unlike me, but like me, say, well, Ovechkin's too old now. He needs to sit. He shouldn't be on the power play. They're not scoring. Okay, they're in a little drought. They got a couple guys hurt. They'll kick it back up. But sure enough, he played his 1,500th game this week past, and he scored his 900th goal, which is, look, the record was unheard of. Now 900. So obviously now, every time he scores a goal, it's a record. Because he has the record.
That's 50 goals a season for 18 seasons.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And he's 40, whatever, and pumping in goals. Just 900. It's a number that's unfathomable. And all the critics say, well, he's old, he's slow, whatever. But he now has, if you took his goals, I think the stat is only his goals. 3% of the league that ever played would have more points or as many points as he has just in his goals at 900. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. And the past week, they had a great game. They lost, sadly. Too many penalties. Wasn't great officiating, but life goes on. They played Pittsburgh, and all the talk was Alex and Sid. They came in the league together. They've played against each other now for all these years, both on the same team they
By the
started
way, it
with, which is
speaks well
also
of the NHL and it speaks
unheard of.
poorly of the NBA and some of the other sports that we can be at this point where guys could stay with a team their whole career. That's a
Absolutely.
benefit to the NHL. It really is.
Well, how about Connor McDavid in Edmonton? Have you seen his contract?
Staying
Did
there
you
for
see any
less,
of
though,
that?
right? Yeah.
Like nothing. He got
Yeah.
nothing. He took nothing. He wants to win a cup in Edmonton for Edmonton, and he said, "I'm staying here. I'm playing here," and he took nothing. And so that again, like you said, tribute to the league. It's just amazing. But what's stunning is to see Alex and Sid still go at it, not exactly like they're 25, but pretty damn close, hard at each other. Alex, and then you also have what's his name for Pittsburgh? Oh my God, why can't I think of his name? Crosby and Malkin. You got Evgeny Malkin's played there forever in Pittsburgh. You know, you got these three guys that have been on the same teams their whole careers, and unbelievable shine on the league, and just amazing hockey. And then there's these kids in the league now. You got some new, young, fresh blood, and last 2 years, number one picks are leading the league in scoring.
Well,
Just what
I
you
look
would
down, I
hope.
see Colorado and Anaheim. Like, by the way, I saw Colorado wearing the Quebec jerseys. I'd have to
Yeah.
talk to some hockey people about that. And I got to get my boy Todd Radom back on. I just had him on talking about ugly uniforms recently. He wrote a whole book on hockey uniforms. He loves hockey uniforms, but I thought that was a little tacky. I mean, and I'm a guy
Well,
with an
they did it.
Oiler, Derrick Henry jersey.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. They did it. Who were they playing that night? Whoever they played did the same thing. They were two teams that had moved to their respective cities, and they wore the
I hope Carolina
jerseys.
wasn't wearing a Hartford Whalers jerseys that night, were they?
Whatever it was, it might have been somebody was wearing against them the jersey of their last city. So they made it like a throwback thing. But boy, these uniforms, they change every week.
By the way, and I would say this for people who aren't in the NHL thing, and I'm not any longer, I'm like, it's like talking auto racing to me when we talk
Yeah.
hockey. I went to dinner with Trotz last week up in Philadelphia. By the way, I
Right.
went to the Philly Four Seasons. Not the one in the parking lot, the one downtown, the one in Rittenhouse.
Right.
That Four Seasons I went to with him. And I didn't get confused and go to Jersey or anything. But I talked to him about hockey, and I'm around all hockey people because we're literally in the Four Seasons in Philly, not the one in the parking lot. And there were
Right.
Predators fans everywhere because we're in the hotel bar. And Trot started talking hockey stuff with me, and I'm like, I don't follow it anymore. She's like,
Oh.
okay, I got it. And I'm out of it. But there was a point for me about a week and a half ago where I was rummaging through my closet and I was like putting my summer shirts away and getting my winter shirts out. And in my closet, I have my sports stuff. So I have my Oriole Aparicio jersey, my white one, my orange one. I have my White Sox Aparicio, the cool looking one from 69. I have Oilers. I have my Dan Pastorini, my Earl
Oh, there you
Campbell.
go.
I have my Tony Gwynn jersey. I
Right?
have my Skipjacks jersey. So, I mean, these are the jerseys that these are my
Right.
personal.
The
I got
collection.
a dozen jerseys.
Right. The
Like
collection.
my nasty Raven stuff and all of my Raven stuff, all of my Orioles stuff, my Palmers.
Yep.
Like, it's in a box. It's going to wind up on eBay. It's all my Raven stuff's going to wind up getting eBayed at some point. And I have like
Stuff.
ridiculous amounts of copious amounts of sellable Raven stuff
Yeah,
based on
yeah,
what I see
yeah.
on eBay. You can have the money when I give it. You can go do something with it.
There you go.
Because you're my money guy, Leonard Raskin. So I look, and there it is, my first Nashville Predator blue
Duh.
jersey from 1998. I bought that at the mall in White Marsh when they were a franchise that nobody knew what they were,
Right,
right?
right.
And I bought it to honor Trotsky because they had it there. I saw it, and I'm like, I'm gonna buy that. That's good looking. And then through all the years, now we're that franchise began in 1999. I had this
Unreal.
conversation in the bar. So they're a 27-year-old franchise at this point, and they've changed. They've never won a cup. They played
No.
hard. I was in Nashville for a minute last Thursday. They're a sensation there. I mean, there's
Yes.
Predator stuff everywhere.
Oh,
There's a Predators
everywhere. And
restaurant in the airport.
the
Like
place is packed all
they're
the
a
time.
the Predators are a real brand, real serious
Absolutely.
brand.
Good fan base.
And Trotsky, back when they were not so good, and they were or 20. 22 years ago, 20, 21, 22 years ago, my wife and I got married. We went to Nashville, and I would always go to Nashville and go to games. Trots
Right,
would leave me tickets, Fang Fingers. I
sure.
was a real Predators fan. I traveled to see them
Right.
play. I've seen the Predators play in 15 rinks in the league. I mean, literally, I've seen the Predators
Got it.
play in Chicago, LA, Miami, Tampa, Philadelphia. I mean, I've seen the Predators play in Detroit. I've seen the Predators play a lot of places. My relationship with Barry's real. I mean, I
Yeah,
traveled for
sure.
years and years. He made me a jersey. He
Ah.
made me a mustard when they brought the mustard jerseys in. He
Right.
made me a gamer that
That's
says
awesome.
nasty on the back and number one. It looks like
That's
a
awesome.
goalie jersey, and it's
Yeah.
big and it's padded and it's
For
hanging
real.
there.
For
And it's
real.
been hanging. I haven't put it on in, oh my God. I mean, I gave the Predators up when he left and the Caps came, like we're
Right.
going back at least a decade, decade and a half
Sure,
now.
sure.
And I got it out, and he's now the president of the team. And I'm thinking to
Yep.
myself, I got to put that back on and go down to a hockey game in Nashville sometime. I
Absolutely.
got to do that.
They're a good crowd.
I love hockey, Leonard. You know that. I just want to, I'm even telling this story because, like, I have so much blood on the bricks with hockey. And because of Leonsis and his prick kid, once they won the cup and they did what they did to Barry and they did what they did to me, I mean, I don't even know, but like, I had one of the nastier conversations I've ever had with any human. Zach Leonsis spoke to me like I was a dog. And that was the end. And I was just sort of like, you know what? I don't need to get in my car and go fight hockey. I don't need to get. I went down New York
Right.
Avenue 2 weeks ago to, or last week to go to the 9:30 club. First time I've been to the 9:30 club in 10 years, you know? And
Right.
I drove into DC and I said to my wife, I used to do this 15, 20 times a year to go to hockey
Yep,
games because of
same.
my love for Barry Trotz and
Yeah,
my
sure.
thought that the Capitals were Baltimore's team. And I learned that they weren't when they won the Stanley Cup and lied to me
Didn't come.
and didn't come after 50 years of supporting the team. So
Yep.
if you see Ted Leon, just give him both my middle fingers and on behalf of what he did to Trotz. But I looked at the hockey thing as a little bit of a time issue for me. Like, I'm not into the Capitals. I'm not
Right,
into the
right,
Predators as much as I'm into Barry Trotz, but
right.
probably going to be a Predators fan the rest of my life because that's the jersey that's hanging downstairs. I
There
don't
you
have an
go.
Ovechkin jersey, and I like Ovechkin, and I like my time covering the team. Other than the prick PR guy, the Russian PR guy that they had, who was a jerk all during Trotz's admit. Like, I would always say to Trotz, "I'm like, what's up with that guy?" Same thing I would say to Billick about Chad Steele. Like, why
Right.
is that guy got to be a jerk? But nonetheless, the Capitals. Like, I love the Capitals my whole life,
Yep.
but I love hockey, so I'm trying to. You're one of my hockey friends. Drag me to a game or something one day. I
There we
mean,
go.
I'm
Worth
ready
the
to get in
do.
and be a hockey fan. I'm just not going to be a Caps fan. That's all. That's
Right.
how I
Right.
don't want to be a Flyers fan or a
No, hell
Hershey
no.
Bears fan, but I
Well,
love
yeah.
hockey. I miss going to games. That
Hershey
means a
Bears
lot.
have some cool stuff, and they have some cool stuff on Teddy Bear Night, when they do the teddy bear
Everybody
throws.
goes on Teddy Bear night.
Right. Well, you got to go a
Everybody
different
goes the
night.
night they give you the free ticket for next year.
Right.
Remember?
That's what it's all about.
Well, hey, I'll go to a Hershey Bears game anytime.
Yeah, well, we'll have to jump out there.
All right. Did you ever see a game at the old Hershey Park Arena?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, of course.
That's hockey.
Right.
That's the
Well,
good old hockey game, the best game you can name.
it's like when you used to go to a good Skipjacks game in the Civic Center,
I ran into
or
Gary Ristling
a
2 weeks ago.
Clippers game at the Civic
You know
Center.
who's
That's
really
where you go.
disappointed? Ristling, if you go up to Silver Spring Mining Company on Bel Air, Ristling's disappointed that I put the puck down. You know what I mean? So is Barry. I could feel Barry looked at me like he looked at me and he looked at me like he wanted to give me a kiss. You know? He's like, this is my game. Like, if I tell Ubriaco I don't watch hockey anymore, I
He
mean,
pass out.
it's gonna really upset him.
Yeah,
You
don't
know?
share. Don't share.
I mean, I'll leave you with this because I know our window's short and you got to run. You're doing money and I'm doing radio. Ubi, when I go back to being a 15-year-old kid sitting in that little room at the Baltimore Civic Center with my notebook with him, and he looked at me and his whole thing, and this is to the love of my career and everything I've ever done for 40 years, he looked at me. He's like, I want to teach you hockey. I want to teach you how it really works. And that's how Marvin Lewis was. That's how
Right.
good people. You want to teach me how
That's
money
right.
works, right? Like,
That's
literally,
right.
right? Like,
Yep.
that's literally, and that's out of Trotz and Ubi, out of respect to them. I've decided in this conversation that I'm going to come back to hockey for the love of hockey, but not for the pursuit of hockey. You know what I
There
mean?
you go. There you go. Just catch a good night where all the teams are playing. Watch a couple great games. The sport is faster than ever. They're bigger, they're stronger, they're tougher. The goal scoring is amazing. What these guys are doing is just unreal.
I never had a bad time at a hockey game. I'll be
Me
honest with
neither.
you.
I've gone to other cities to watch other teams. I did have one bad time at a hockey game. Two bad times.
Well, when you lost the cup to the Red
To
Wings in
the
98,
Red Wings
I was at that game.
and when Pat LaFontaine scored in the middle of the night.
That was a
Two
bad one
bad
too.
nights at the hockey
You know, the
game.
craziest thing, dude, is I'm such a hockey guy and I go to Canada and like all of this, and I know the game inside and out and the history of the game and all of that stuff. But like, I went to Philadelphia last week to see Bryan Adams on the night when Pierre Robert died, and I'm in the hockey rink and I'm in a lower bowl seat. And all I could think about being in that arena and all the years of the Spectrum, but I'm in that arena and I'm thinking about Lindros getting clocked by Stevens. I'm thinking about being up on the roof when the Caps eliminated the Flyers with trots. I'm thinking about being in the front row seat that I had that Tony Seaman got me a front row seat for a Caps Flyers game where I was on the glass, beating on the glass, heckling the Flyers. This is before Gritty even existed. So,
Right, of
like,
course.
yeah.
Nonsense,
All right.
gritty. So silly.
You got me talking about hockey in November. See how happy
There
hockey
we
makes me,
go.
Leonard, you
There we
know?
go. It's good stuff.
All those nights down in Tampa watching the dry ice off the ice. Leonard Raskin manages money at Raskin Global. I manage Baltimore Positive. AI likes me. That's all that matters at this point. I'm going to AI school. So I'll be checking in. I'll be doing some more AI and some more happiness segments here now that I've discovered Tony Robbins again. He's Leonard. I'm Nestor. We are WNST. AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore. We're Baltimore Positive. Stay with us, please.